Would you turn with me to the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Romans and chapter 12?
请我们打开罗马书第一章第十二章第一节。
And we will read the first verse.
十二章第一节。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritually intelligent service.
所以弟兄们，为神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，这是你们属灵的侍奉。
And then, if you will turn in the Old Covenant, to the Book of Leviticus, the Book of Leviticus,
利未记
and Chapter 1,
利未记第一章
and Verse 9.
第九节
But his inward innards and his legs shall he wash with water, and the priest shall burn the whole on the altar for a burnt offering, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord.
但凡祭的脏腑与腿要用水洗，祭司就要把一切全烧在坛上，当作燔祭，献于耶和华为馨香的火祭。
And then verse 13,
十三节。
But the innards and the legs shall he wash with water, and the priest shall offer the whole and burn it upon the altar. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord.
但脏腑与腿要用水洗。祭司就要全然奉献，烧在坛上，这是燔祭，是献于耶和华为馨香的火祭。
And then verse 17,
十七节。
And the priest shall rend it by the wings thereof, but shall not divide it asunder. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar, upon the wood that is upon the fire. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire.Of a sweet savor unto the Lord.
十七节，要拿着鸟的两个翅膀，把鸟撕开，只是不可撕断。祭司要在坛上，在火的柴上焚烧，这是燔祭，是献于耶和华为馨香的火祭。
And then if you will turn in again in the Old Covenant into Judges, the book of Judges and chapter 7.
士师记第七章。
And from verse 15.
十五节。
And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof that he worshipped.And he returned into the camp of Israel and said, Arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. And he divided the 300 men into 3 companies, and he put into the hands of all of them trumpets and empty pitchers with torches within the pitchers. And he said unto them, Look on me and do likewise.And behold, when I come to the outermost part of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow the trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, For the Lord and for Gideon.
七章十五节，基甸听见这梦。和梦的讲解，就敬拜神，回到以色列营中说：“起来吧，耶和华已将米甸的军队交在你们手中了。”于是基甸将300人分作三队，把脚和空瓶交在个人手里，瓶内都藏着火把，吩咐他们说：“ 你们要看我行事，我到营的旁边怎样行，你们也要怎样行。我和一切跟随我的人吹角的时候，你们也要在营的四围吹角，喊叫说：耶和华和基甸的刀。
So Gideon and the 300 men that were with him came unto the outermost part of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, when they had but newly set the watch. And they blew the trumpets and brake in pieces the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the torches in their left hands.And the trumpets in their right hands wherewith the blow, and they cried, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran, and they shouted, and put them to flight. And they blew the 300 trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, and against all the host, and the host fled as far.As Beit Shittah towards Zerera, as far as the border of Adar Mechullah by Tavat.
基甸和跟随他的一百人，在三更之初，才换经的时候，来到营旁就吹角，打破手中的瓶，三队的人就都吹角，打破瓶子，左手拿着火把，右手拿着角。喊叫说：“耶和华和基甸的刀！”他们在营的四围各站各的地方，全营的人都乱窜。三百人呐喊，他们逃跑；三百人就吹角。耶和华使全营的人用刀互相击杀，逃到希利拉的俄哈斯他，直逃到靠近他巴的亚伯米。
Just a further word of prayer.
让我们在一起有点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we have already asked that you will anoint the speaker, the translator, and the hearer.
亲爱的主，我们已经向你祈求，今天晚上你用你的恩膏膏抹说话的、翻译与听到的。
And Lord, all we want to do now is by faith stand into that.Anointing which you have provided for us.
所以我们靠着信心，我们现在要支取你今天晚上赐给我们这一个恩膏。
Let that anointing be upon us all in fullness.
让这个恩膏完全的充满在这个会场，我们每一个人。
And we ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus the Messiah.
我们乃是奉着主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. I do not think at this late time in the conference that it's necessary to say that the theme of our time is vision, worship, and service.
我想来到晚上的最后一堂，我们不需要再重复这一次的主题是意象。敬拜与侍奉。
If you do not know that, you must be asleep or mental.
如果到现在还不知道，可能你从头到尾都在睡觉。
These three matters are inseparably linked.
这三件事情是不可分割的。
You cannot have genuine worship without vision.
你没有办法。没有意象而能够有真实的侍奉，敬侍奉。
When we see the Lord, our immediate response is worship.
当我们一看见主的自己，我们里面马上的反应就是敬拜。
And you cannot have genuine service without vision.
你没有办法有一个真实的侍奉，除非。你有一个清楚的意象。
Or we run around doing 1,000 things lost in the details without any understanding of what the Lord is driving at.
我们可以忙忙碌碌，整天跑东跑西，但是我们并不知道神心意中真正要我们做什么。
My responsibility has been service.
我的责任这一次乃是谈到侍奉。
Yesterday evening I spoke from that verse, those verses in the Roman letter of the Apostle Paul at chapter 12.
昨天晚上我交通到罗马书的十二章。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。
Which is your spiritually intelligent service.
这是你们属灵有智慧的侍奉敬拜。
Spiritually intelligent worship comes out of being a living sacrifice.
那么一个人要能够有属灵的、有智慧的奉献敬拜，他必须从一个活祭的生活开始。
The decision to lay down your life in its completeness.
这一个愿意完全的把你的性命撇下。
Is in itself an act of worship.
这个行动本身就是敬拜。
But out of that laying down of your life springs genuine service.
当我们愿意真实的把自己放下的时候，这里能够产生一个真正的敬拜。
If we try to avoid being a living sacrifice,
如果我们想躲避做一个活祭的话，
our service, our work, our worship is compromised.
那么我们的敬拜，我们的侍奉都站在一个妥协的立场上。
Into it comes a mixture.
那么在这里面就有很多的掺杂了。
Self-interest.
我们就可能是为着自己自身的兴趣而侍奉。
Self-centeredness.
以自己为中心的侍奉
，self-glory，
荣耀自己的侍奉
，self-fulfillment，
满足自己的一种侍奉。
Very quickly, the old trouble of I takes over.
马上我们的老问题，我就出来了。
Then our service becomes merely a platform for ourselves.
在这个情况里头，我们所有所谓的侍奉，那都是自己的一个发展台而已。
We build empires.
我们建立自己的帝国。
Large or small.
不管大小。
Little petty people become petty dictators.
一个小人物建立一个小的帝国，他自己来独裁。
Jealousies, rivalries.And everything else associated with it.
嫉妒纷争就继续的发生。
You cannot avoid this matter.
活祭是没有办法避免的。
This is a service which for 13 times we have had together.Which is based on Christian life and service.
我们 this is the 13th time.
Yes, isn't it?
这我们这十三届的题目都围绕在这一个基本原则上。
I think it is the 13th.
Yes, yes, yes. Somewhere
it says it. it seems an awful lot of times to me, anyway.
这个已经是很多次了。
And I've missed a few of them.
我有几次没有参加。
But that's neither here nor there. If you are going to serve the Lord,
如果我们要侍奉神，
if you're going to be a servant of the Lord,
你要成为主的仆人，
every child of God is meant to be a servant of God.
每一位神的儿女都应该是神的仆人。
If you're going to be a servant of the Lord,
如果你要侍奉神，
you cannot avoid being a living sacrifice.
你就不能避免要做一个活祭。
Otherwise, your service will become something other than genuine service.
如果你离开这个主题，你就会变成一种不蒙悦纳的侍奉。
This living sacrifice is the burnt offering.
这里所讲的活祭乃是旧约的燔祭。
And it is very interesting that there is a little phrase you will find again and again and again in connection with the burnt offering.
我们去读旧约里面燔祭的祭数，有一个句话重复一次一次再一次。
We have read three times.
我们刚刚只是举了三次的例子
，in Leviticus，
在利未记第一章
，it's in Numbers，
也在
，it's in Exodus，
在出埃及记
，and this is how it goes， a sacrifice made by fire，
这一个燔祭乃是火祭
，of a sweet savor unto God，
是献给耶和华的馨香的祭。
A sacrifice made by fire.
这里有一个祭物，乃是用火烧出来的。
Something that is fragrant to God.
然后经过火就产生一个香味到神的面前。
Something that is beautiful.
是一个美丽的事。
I find this very interesting.
我觉得这句话很有意思。
Because fire is a symbol of God everywhere in the Bible.
在圣经里面你能够找到火预表着神自己。
You remember how Elijah said, let the God who answers by fire be God.
你记得先知以利亚曾经说到那一位 以火来见证的神。
There are many other symbols.
当然圣经还有其他的标记
There is water
也用到水
Living water
活水
There are many other such symbols we could talk about
我们可以找到其他的标记
But the most common symbol of the presence of God is fire
那么最平常我们在圣经找到关于神的标记就是火
On at least two occasions when they offered the burnt offering fire came down out of heaven and consumed the offering
最少你在圣经里面能够找到有两次记载当以色列民献燔祭的时候天上有火降下来
When God wanted to take hold of a human being
当一个人要抓住一个仆人的
His name was Moses.
这个人就是摩西
And make him by his grace the savior of his people.
靠着神的恩典要让摩西成为拯救以色列人的器皿
It was a thorn bush.
但是用荆棘来代表他
Dead.
是没有生命
Dried up.
是完全干的
Finish.
没有用
No energy.
没有任何的价值
Exhausted
是疲倦
And a fire in the bush
但是你看到同时有在这个荆棘里有火
And the thorn bush burned with fire
这个火焰烧在荆棘里
And the bush was not consumed
但是这个荆棘却没有烧毁
And out of the flame of fire came the voice of God
在这个火焰里有神的话发现
Take up The shoes from off your feet.
把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
For the ground whereon you stand is holy.
因为你所站的是圣地。
I am the God of your father Abraham.
我是你你父亲亚伯拉罕的神。
Of Isaac.
是以撒的神。
And of Jacob.
也是雅各的神。
It was one of the most amazing meetings of God.With a human being.
这是一段很稀奇的记载，神与人相会。
I mean, can you imagine God getting into a thorn bush?
你能不能想象这位伟大的神却跟荆棘连在一起呢？
Yet somehow that fire represents God.
这个火代表神。
And the bush.
这一个荆棘。
Represents genuine service.
代表着一个真实的侍奉。
It represents the servant of God.
代表着神的仆人。
Wherever you turn, you will find this matter.
你不管在圣经里在哪里找，你都能够找到这个原因。Sometimes
the whole mountain burned with fire.
圣经你也看到整个的山着火。And
out of the midst of the fire, God spoke.
在这个火焰的里面，神向他的百姓说话。And
the ground trembled.
然后地震动。And
when the day of Pentecost came.
新约五旬节来了。And
the risen Messiah.
这一位复活的弥赛亚。The
glorified Messiah.
这个得荣耀的弥赛亚。Received
the promise of the Holy Spirit.
他得着所应许的圣灵。And
poured him out.
然后将这个圣灵倾倒下来。Upon
120 very normal people.
这圣灵就降在这120个非常正常的人身上。Saved
by the grace of God.
这120人是靠恩典得救的。Some
of them we know.
中间有些人我们认识。We
know Peter and Andrew and James and John.
我们知道彼得、雅各、约翰。
And Thomas,
多马,
and so we could go on.
我们可以举好多名字,
we know Mary, the mother of Jesus.
We know
Mary Magdalene.
摩大拉的玛利亚,
we know Joanna.
Joanna.
Some of their names we know.
But
most of them are totally unknown people.
We
don't know their name. One day we shall know it. But we don't know it now. Not great people, not the elite.
他们不是杰出的人物,
ordinary people.
非常平常,
saved by the grace of God.
但是呢,靠属的恩典得救,
and when the Holy Spirit came with the sound of a gale force wind,
但是在那一刻, 圣灵好像一阵大风吹过,
and when the place shook,
整个的 聚会的地方震动,
a fire appeared.
他们看见有火焰,
and it distributed itself.
分在个人的身上,
into 120 flames.
这里有120个火焰,
one for every one of those unknown people to us.
每一个人身上都有一个火焰, 而这些人是不知道他们的名字。
Not one was missed.
一个也没有失落。
The fire was in every one of them.
你看到这个火焰在每一个人身上,
came upon them,
在他们的头上,
it was in them,
在他们的里面,
it was a fire, the fire of God.
这是神的火焰,
because the fire speaks in particular of God the Holy Spirit.
这个火特别是指着圣灵来说的。
Now, dear friends, consider this matter.
好好思想一下。
The Lord Jesus, John the Baptist, put it this way in Matthew's Gospel.
在马太福音里面, 施洗约翰讲到主耶稣,
in Matthew's Gospel and chapter 3,
第三章, 马太,
and verse 11,
第十一节,
I indeed baptize you in water unto repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire.
我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。但那在我以后来的，能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。Baptized
in the Spirit and in fire.
用圣灵与火给你们施洗,
what a wonderful picture.
这是何等的奇妙的图画。
This happened once and for all.
这一次是一次代表所有的。
God, the Lord Jesus, obtained from God the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, and he poured him out upon that 120.
主耶稣从父神得着这一个所应许的圣灵，然后他倾倒下来，浇灌在这 120个基督徒身上。
That was an historic fact.
五旬节的事实是历史的事实。
But we have to enter in.
我们需要进入这个事实。
When Jesus was crucified, as I said last night,
像我昨天晚上说到耶稣钉十字架。
When he was crucified, he died for me.
他为我而死。
He did something in my place I could not do.
他站在我的位置上做的这件事情是我自己没有办法做的。
When I believed on him,
当我相信他
When he opened my eyes to see him as Savior,
当他开了我的眼睛，让我认识他是我的救主
and Lord,
也是主
That moment, I was saved.
在那一刻，我得救了
When was my salvation won for me?
那个时候，主耶稣什么时候把我的救恩得着了呢
2000 years ago,
是2000年前做的
On Calvary.
在加利略
That's when it was won for me.
他在那个时候就为我得着这个救恩。
At the same time he saved me.
在他救我的那一刻
2000 years ago.
2000年前
And into which salvation I entered in 1943.
我是1943年信主得救的。
I was also crucified with him.
而且我是在那个时候也与他同钉十字架。
No one explained that to me.
但是没有人告诉我这个真理。
I lived for years trying to live the Christian life.
有很长一段时间，我想要过一个基督徒的生活。
Trying to dress myself up as a good Christian.
想怎么样穿可以穿得像一个好基督徒。
Trying to put the right words in my mouth.
要学习用什么话语才像基督徒
Trying to look like my brothers and sisters.
尝试着效法我的弟兄姊妹怎么生活
Dress like them.
穿得像他们
Bow my head like them.
头也低下来
Lift it up like them.
举头也要像他们
Read my Bible like them.
读圣经要像他们
For a number of years.
好多年了
I tried to be a good Christian.
我尝试着做好基督徒
I was very puritanical.
Puritanical. 我要做这个清教徒
Very separated from the world.
我跟世界有分别
But I had an enormous problem inside.
但是我里面有极大的难处
And one day God opened my eyes.
有一天神开我的眼睛
And I suddenly saw.
我忽然间看见
That I had been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
For the first time, I became Lance.
那是我第一次成为 Lance 我自己。
I just relaxed.
我就放松了。
Here I am.
今天我在这里。
Me.
这就是我。
Saved by the grace of God.
靠着神的恩典。
And there have I been trying to polish myself and make myself look nice as a Christian, have Christian phraseology, Christian doctrine, pray and fast. I actually fasted as well. All these things. And God had crucified me.
当我在那些年尝试着努力着要做一个好的基督徒，不管我是读圣经也好，聚会也好，穿衣服也好。我苦得像上十字架一样苦。
It wasn't the new man.
这好像是个新人。
I was trying to make the old man a Christian.
但是我其实是要把我的旧人把他做基督徒化。
When I saw that, something happened.
但是当神开我的眼睛看见这件事的时候。
Now in exactly the same way the Holy Spirit was given some 2000 years ago.
同样的道理。2000年前圣灵做了一些事
When I was saved
当我得救
The Holy Spirit came in
圣灵进到我里头
But years later
但是过了几年
I saw that the Holy Spirit was poured out upon me
我看到这个真理圣灵老早已经浇灌下来了
Then the fire came.
然后火来了。
I'd always been trying to get people saved.
我常常尝试要救一些灵魂。
And I could never get them saved.
但是我都失败了。
I badgered them and pushed them and cornered them and asked them had they seen the light, would they come to me to a meeting.
我请他们来聚会，跟他们讲福音。请他们来，有问题不要客气，打电话给我。
I was for them a holy terror.
我对那些被我传福音的朋友，他们看我像这个圣洁的恐怖分子。
But when the Holy Spirit came upon me,
但是等到有一天，我让看见圣灵在我的
身上。First thing the Lord said to me was,
主对我所说的第一句话
，No more evangelizing.
不要再这样传福音了。
Not till I create the opportunity.
只等到我为你创造一个机会。
For 3 weeks I lived.
我这样过了三礼拜。
I never really lived as a Christian before.
我感觉到我真正成为活的基督徒三礼拜。
I lived a facade.
因为我以前是戴个面具。
Now suddenly I began to live.
现在我能够真正活。
I could smile.
我可以笑。
I could laugh.
我可以开怀而笑。
I could worship.
我可以敬拜神。
I sensed the Lord speaking.
我能够感觉到神向我说话。
I saw the Lord with my inner eyes.
我用我里头的眼睛看见主。
I heard the Lord with my inner ear.
我能够听见主用我的里面的耳朵。
3 weeks afterwards.
这是三个礼拜之后。
The captain of the rugby team came across in the student common room.
那么学校的这个rugby 这个球队的队长来找我。
And he said, do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
这个队长就问我，我能不能问你个人私人的问题啊？
No.
哦，没有问题啊。
He said, there's something different about you and us.
好像你跟我们这群人不太一样。
We've all been talking.
我们都在这边谈你啊。
Now 3 weeks before, every time I went to that student common room, it was always crowded, but I always had a place because they all went away.
三个礼拜之前，我每一次来到这个球队的时候，我周围的人通通离开了我。
But now they came and asked me.
现在他们会倒过来问我了。
And I said to him, now 3 weeks before I would have said, you're going to hell and I'm going to heaven.
三个礼拜前，我对这些人会这样子讲：你们将来都下地狱，我要上天堂。
But I looked at him.
然后我对他们讲
：Great big fellow he was.
那些人都很
壮。I looked at him, and I said, "Well, you're a sinner, and I'm a sinner."
你是一个罪人，我也是一个罪人。
But by the grace of God, the Lord Jesus has saved me.
但是主的恩典已经救了我。
And He dwells in me.
现在耶稣住在我里头。
And then he looked at me, and he began to cry.
然后他就看看我，然后他就哭了。
And he said, "Well, how could he get into me?"
他就问怎么样让耶稣到我心里。
I said, "You ask him."
你就祷告求主进来啊。
Where do I ask him?
我在哪里可以求他
？And of course, 3 weeks before, I would have said, "Come with me to a Christian service."
如果是三个礼拜前，我就跟他讲，你跟我一起到我们的聚会去吧。
But now I said to him,
但现在我
anywhere,
任何时候都可以
anywhere,
任何地点都可以
yes,
任何地点
I said anywhere,
任何地方
here, he said,
就在这里吗
And without thinking, I said, yes, of course.
我想都不要想，就是当然就在这里。
And then he bowed his head, and he said, "Jesus, you know what a sinner I am. Save me.Come into my heart and live within me."
所以这一个队长就在那一刻，他就向神祷告，求主进入他的心里救他。
Well, 3 weeks before there was no fire.
三个礼拜前没有这个火焰。
3 weeks later, something attracted another human being.
但是三个礼拜后，你会发现这里有一些事情发生。能够吸引别人到主面前。
Look what happened on the day of Pentecost.
你看，在五旬节那天发生。
When the fire got into the 120,
那个火降在这120个人身上。
The 120 became 3,120 by the end of the day.
你就会发现人数从120个人在短短几天就变成3,120人。
Within months, thousands more have believed.
再过没有多久。又加上了几千人
，and with even more months, even more thousands.
所以一个每一个月人数都在持续增加。
Then Jerusalem was turned upside down, and Judea and Samaria.
然后你看见整个的耶路撒冷城翻过来了，然后这个影响力
and
继续向外开展。
Everywhere this gospel went,
无论福音传到哪里
，wherever there were living sacrifices.
无论哪里看到这个活祭
，wherever there was an offering made by fire，
每一个地方只要有这个火的祭
，men and women believed，
人就来归向神。
Everywhere，
每一个地方都是如
此。Till the whole Roman Empire was turned upside down，
直到有一天，整个的罗马帝国被福音的火
，no great， no great theological seminary。
在那个时候并没有什么了不起的这种
no great evangelistic systems，
没有一个组织性的福音机构。
And yet the world was turned upside down，
但是在那个时候整个的世界好像翻过来了。
Dear brothers, dear sisters，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
It is not enough to die，
如果仅仅死这不够。
It is absolutely necessary to die.
是，死是必要的。
But it is the fire. It is the fire that comes upon the sacrifice.
重点是这个火，这个火要临到这个祭物。
The sacrifice may be in pieces.
这个祭物可能被撇成好多块。
But it is the fire.
但是重点是这个火烧在这个祭物上。
The thorn bush may be the thorn bush.
荆棘永远是荆棘。
But it is the fire.
但是今天有火在荆棘
上。Out of the fire comes the voice of God.
从火的里面发出神的话语。
Out of the fire is manifested the presence of God.
在这个火焰里面把神的显现出来。
In the fire is seen the grace of God.
在火焰里面看见神的恩典。
It is all there.
都在这个火里。
In the fire.
在火里面。
That is why you can never have the cross without the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不能只讲十字架而没有提到圣灵。
And you can never have the Holy Spirit without the cross.
反过来，你也不能只讲圣灵而没有十字架。
These two come together.
这两个必须结合在一起。
If you had merely a living sacrifice,
如果你仅仅有活祭
，If you fall into the ground and die，
或者说你落这个麦子落在土里死了
，If you deny yourself and take up your cross，
或者你舍己背起自己的十字架来
，And there is no fire，
但是没有火
，Then it becomes religion，
那只是一个宗教而已
，Heavy dark religion。
这一个是一个沉重黑色的宗教。
It is all affliction, all suffering, all being broken.
这里是讲到破碎，讲到受苦而已。
But out of death comes life.
但是我们看见从死而带出生命。
The Lord Jesus never spoke of his death without in the same sentence speaking of his being raised again on the third day.
在主耶稣讲到他的死的时候，他一定在同样的一句话里面讲到他的复活。
Therefore, if you have the cross without the fire, nothing happens.
所以，如果你只提到十字架，而没有同时让人看到火焰的话，就不会有任何事情发生。
And if you have the fire without the cross, it is strange fire.
同样倒过来，如果你只讲到火焰，却没有十字架，那这就变成反火。
Emotional.
这是一个
religious.
宗教的情绪
psyche.
是可能甚至是魂的力量。
Do you think it's a fairy story that on the day of Pentecost that fire divided itself into 120 flames?
发生在五旬节那一天，圣灵降临的时候，这个火焰120个火焰降在120个人身上，这只是一个神话故事吗？
Or do you think its meaning and significance is this?That for every servant of God, there is a flame of fire.
而那个经历乃是告诉我们，每一个做神仆人的身上必须带着圣灵的火焰。
And that flame of fire will not come upon you through your zeal or your devotion or your Bible knowledge.
这个火焰并不是通过你个人的热情或者你的圣经的知识而已
or your affliction of your flesh
或者你受苦的经历
it will come upon you only because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus
这个火焰来到我们的身上只有一个条件就是根据耶稣在十字架上完成的救赎
Brothers and sistersDon't tell me this is something strange.
不要告诉我这是一个奇怪的经历。
I've seen it again and again.
我看了发生多一次又一次。
People who know so much of the Lord, who know so much of the Bible, and yet there's no fire.
我见过这样的基督徒，有很丰富的圣经知识，有很多的属灵的经历，可是在他身上你找不到火焰。
And then suddenly, there are flame with fire.
但是有一天，忽然间有火焰出现。
They pray with authority.
他们祷告带着权柄。
They preach with authority.
他们讲道也带着权柄。
They work with authority.
他们工作带着权柄。
They evangelize with authority.
他们传福音带着权柄。
It's the fire.
因为他有火焰。
Well, I must watch myself on time. There are four things that this fire speaks of.
这个火焰有四个重要的意义
and I would just like to touch on them.
我要很简单的讲
Fire speaks of cleansing.
火焰第一个意义是代表洁净
There is nothing as purifying as fire.
火焰有一个极大的洁净的能力
It burns.Away the dross,
把所有的杂质都烧掉。
John the Baptist said, "He that is Jesus will baptize you in the Spirit and in fire."
使徒约翰介绍耶稣的时候，他说道，他要用圣灵与火给你们施浸。
All the time, the work of the Holy Spirit correcting, pruning, dividing the dirt.From the pure.
你可能看到圣灵在每一个人身上所做的工作，他一面洁净我们，一面把我们与污秽的事情分开。
The first night I spoke about Isaiah.
第一天晚上我说到先知以赛亚。
From his prophecies, We would think of Isaiah as one of the purest, most noble, and most gifted of the prophets.
从以赛亚的预言我们来看的话，我们有一个感觉，他是一个非常有恩赐，也是神所洁净的一个器皿。
But when the Lord revealed Himself to him,
但是当你看见神把他自己启示给这个先
知 ，and when he saw the infinite greatness of the Lord,
当他看见这位无限大的神坐在宝座上
，the unimaginable holiness of the Lord,
那个圣洁的神。
The powerful glory of the Lord.
神带着能力的荣耀。
He said, "I'm undone."
他的反应乃是说，我灭亡了。
I'm a man of unclean lips.
我是一个嘴唇不洁净的人。
And I live in the midst of a people with unclean lips.
我又住在嘴唇不洁净的人当中。
Then the Lord said to an angel.Take a coal of fire and put it on his lips.
你就听见神对天使说，拿那个炭火从祭坛上拿下来，放在这个先知的舌头上。
Thus began one of the greatest ministers in the old covenant.
从那一天开始，在旧约里面一个伟大的先知的职事就开始了。
Fire, 火。He touched his lips.
这个火烧在这个先知。
It got into his spirit.
烧在他的嘴唇，他的灵里。
It burnt in his heart.
他心里面有火。
He became an overcomer.
他成为一个得胜者。
Faithfully following the Lord.
他绝对忠诚的跟随主。
Through a long life.
在他的一生当中。
Fire means cleansing.
所以第一个意义就是火是洁净。
In our Jewish tradition, if we want to kosher something, which we cannot do in some ways, we put it in ashes, in fire and ashes.
在我们犹太人的传统里头，我们常常要做这种分别为圣的工作。那么这个洁净的时候，我们把一些东西放在火烧过的那个灰的里面。
Then it becomes clean.
我们认为经过这个灰的手术
Maybe you don't think that something being put in ashes is clean, but that is the Jewish tradition.
这是犹太人的传统，可能各位不认为这是干净。
And at Passover, you'll see people taking all their silver forks and knives and putting them in the ashes.
在逾越节的晚上，犹太人会把那些刀叉这些东西往炉灰里面放。
Yeah.Beloved brother and sister, listen to me, please.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，注意听。
There is so much sin, hidden sin, in the servants of the Lord.
在许多神的仆人的生活当中，有许多隐藏的罪。
Sexual immorality.
有性道德的罪。
Pornography.
黄色的色情
fraudulent
虚假
deceit in money matters
在钱的事情上
the list is endless
你能够有说不完的这些罪行
the fire burns it
现在火要来把这一切洁净了
That's why so many servants of the Lord are afraid of the fire of the Holy Spirit.
因着这个缘故，今天有许多神的仆人害怕圣灵。
And that's why they will not face this matter.
所以他们逃避圣灵。
There is hidden sin.
因为在他们的生命中有隐藏的罪。
Crouching within their lives.
这些罪把他的生命吞噬了。
We're all the same.
我们都在同样的
We're human beings.
因为我们都是人
Even though saved by the grace of God.
虽然是靠着恩典得救
We're not like tanks.
我们像那一些坦克车
You know that cannot be that roll forward and cannot be touched.
这个坦克车往前冲没有人能摸到他们
You understand tank? Military tank?
Yes.
Beloved brother
亲爱的弟兄们
Beloved sister
亲爱的姊妹们
Listen to me If you do not deal with that sin in your life, it will destroy you.
如果这些罪在你的生命中没有对付干净，有一天要把你毁了。
Sin always brings death.
罪就把我们带向死亡。
Fire is cleansing.
但是火能够洁净我们。
No wonder many people are afraid of the power of the Holy Spirit.
因这个缘故，很多的人怕圣灵的能力。
Because they know they will have to deal with hidden sin.
因为圣灵来的时候，要对付我们这些隐藏的罪。
I could say much more on this matter.
我还可以讲很多。
No wonder our meetings are sometimes heavy.
难怪有许多的聚会是在一个非常沉重的压力底下。
No wonder there is no sense of the glory of the Lord.
难怪许多的聚会我们看不见神的荣耀。
No wonder there is no true worship.
难怪我们经历不了什么叫做真的敬拜。
是，
因为有罪在里头。
Fire cleanses.
火是洁净的。
It can clean up your business, clean up your personal life, clean up your sexual life, clean up your family life.
火能够洁净你的事业，火能够洁净你的性生活，火能够洁净你的家庭的生活。
Then fire speaks secondly of power.
火第二个意义乃是讲到能力。
Fire is flame is translated into energy.
因为火乃是代表能力的发表。
Listen to the prophet Zechariah. Not by might.Nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
撒加利亚先知说过这句话，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠耶和华的灵，方能成事。
What was it that was facing the people of God in the time of Zechariah?
在这个先知撒加利亚的时代，当时。神的儿女是什么样一个光景
？It was all to do with the building of the house of God.
那个时候乃是跟建殿有关。
Every kind of problem,
他们面临
somehow arisen.
各式各样的问题
，mountainous difficulties.
在他们面对像山这么高的困难
，so deep that they were depressing.
这个问题大到让他们觉得下沉。
Then came the word of the Lord.
然后神就是说话了
，Not by human might，
不是靠人的才能
，Nor by human power，
也不是靠着人的能力
，But by my spirit says the Lord of hosts，
乃是依靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
Who are you, O great mountain？
哦，你这些大山算什么
？Before Zerubbabel，
在所罗巴伯面前算什么
？This human being saved by the grace of God。
这一个人是被神的恩典所拯救的。
But follow Zerubbabel.
但是在所罗巴伯面前
，This mountain shall become a plain.
这个大山要成为平地。
And the top stone shall be brought forth with shouts of grace, grace and grace.
这个房角的头块石要喊出恩典恩惠。
Power.
代表能力
How are we going to see the house of God completed?
我们怎么能够看得见神的家能够被建造完成呢？
With the whole social educational system flowing so strongly against biblical principles.
今天我们看到整个的 教育制度是跟圣经的原则相反的。
Influencing everybody.
影响到这个世界每一个人
，influencing the church，
也影响到教会。
How are we going to see this work completed？
那么我们在这个情况下，怎么看到神的家能够得到建造呢
？This lampstand all of gold，
这里有一个纯金的金灯台。
This seven branched menorah，
这一个七个枝子的金灯台。
Representing the testimony of Jesus,
代表着神耶稣基督的见证。
A divine building program,
这是一个神圣的神家的建造。
Whether it is to do with the church or whether it is to do with Israel,
不论是关乎教会的前途也好，关乎以色列的前途也好。
How are we going to see it fulfilled?
我们怎么能够看到神的旨意能够完成呢
？Only by the Spirit of God.
完全靠圣灵的能力
，by the fire of the Holy Spirit，
乃是靠着圣灵的火
，that comes into poor, weak human beings。
这个能力来到我们这些贫穷、渺小的人
，saved by the grace of God，
但是靠着神的恩典被拯救
，and constituted servants of the Lord。
这样成为神仆人的条件
，by the Holy Spirit， this work will be done。
靠着圣灵方能成事
，It will be completed，
是能够完成的。
Well, dear friends, I hope this is right. Remember what the Lord said himself.
记得主耶稣这样说
：“You shall be clothed with power from on high。”
你们要从上头得着能力。
Clothing is a wonderful thing.
穿在身上是很有意思。
Especially as you get older and you don't look so good, your figure.
尤其当年
你 It's a wonderful thing to be clothed.
能够穿上合适的是很重要。
And it's a wonderful thing to have the right clothing for the right job.
你做什么事就要穿什么样的服装。
You can't do a job of engineering in a beautiful suit.
你不能做一个工程的工作却穿上西装。
You can't cook a beautiful Chinese meal in a beautiful silk dress.
你没有办法穿着丝绸的衣服来做中国大菜。
You have to be rightly clothed.
你必须穿着对来做那个事。
The right clothing for the right job.
穿对了做是对的事。
That's what the Lord Jesus meant when he said, "You shall be clothed with power from on high."
这就是耶稣对着他的门徒说，你们要从上头得着能力穿上。
You'll have the right clothing for the right job that God has called you to.
神把一个使命托付给我们，要我们穿上，先穿上这一个合适的服装。
Every gift you need,
每一个你需要的
all the clothing you need,
所有你需要的服装
everything,
每一件事
And then again, listen to this,
主又说
You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me.
你们必得着能力到地极做我的见证
Power to serve.
带着能力来侍奉
，power to endure，
带着能力来忍耐
，difficult people and difficult circumstances，
我们会碰到许多困难的情形与一些困难的人
，power to overcome，
要有能力来得胜
，power to fulfill the purpose God has for your life。
我们必须有他的能力来完成神在我们生命中所定规的目的
and for our life together，
而且也是为着我们团体的目的。